Governor Larry Hogan is urging you to
get a booster shot
as soon as you can. I'm Michelle Bash.
A nationwide safety alert coupled with early findings into October's Metro derailment. I'm Dick Giuliano.
The fate of Roe v. Wade in the hands of the Supreme Court after animated oral arguments today.
It is 6 o'clock.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Dell Small Business.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. Omicron in California, the new COVID-19 strain only just found overseas last week, is now in the United States. Dr. Grant Colfax is with the San Francisco Health Department.
Omicron is here. We need to get those vaccines and boosters. Get tested if you have symptoms or you know that you've been exposed, and continue to wear those masks.
The person is said to have mild symptoms, was fully vaccinated, and did not get a booster. The CDC is urging everyone 5 and older to get vaccinated. A 15-year-old high school sophomore is facing murder and terrorism charges for a shooting that killed 4 classmates and injured 7 others in Michigan yesterday. Sheriff Mike Bouchard says the school was concerned about the student this week.
The schools did have contact with the student the day before and the day of the shooting for behavior in the classroom that they felt was concerning. In fact, the parents were brought in the morning of the shooting and had a face-to-face meeting with the school.
The elderly wife of famed music executive Clarence Avant is dead following a shooting inside their Beverly Hills home.
The incident took place around 2 a.m. Beverly Hills Police Chief Mark Steinberg.
Police units arrived and discovered a victim with a gunshot wound. The suspect or suspects were no longer on the scene.
81-year-old Jacqueline Avant was taken to the hospital but later died.
We will not speculate on anything that's out there, including if this was a robbery attempt or not.
There has been a series of robberies in the Beverly Hills area targeting expensive homes. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Alec Baldwin says he did not pull the trigger on the set of the movie Rust that killed the cinematographer. It's his first sit-down interview since the October tragedy with ABC's George Stephanopoulos.
Is this the worst thing that's ever happened to you?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Because I think back and I think of what could I have done.
Police have said he did fire the shot with a real bullet inside. Baldwin had earlier called it a one-in-a-trillion event. We are hearing from Chris Cuomo a day after CNN suspended him from its air.
I've apologized in the past. I mean, it's the last thing I ever wanted to do was compromise any of my colleagues and do anything but help.
On his SiriusXM show, Let's Get After It with Chris Cuomo, he said he understands why CNN needs to investigate following material released by the state attorney general showing he played a greater role than previously acknowledged in defense of his brother. Former Governor Andrew Cuomo was fighting sexual harassment charges. A down day on Wall Street. The Dow lost 462, NASDAQ down 284. This is CBS News.
It's Dell Technologies' biggest business sale of the year with Cyber Monday deals on Windows 11 PCs. Call 877-ASK-DELL. Dell Technologies recommends Windows 11 Pro for business.
There, it is 6:03, and we're very happy you're with us on this Wednesday evening, December the 1st, 51 degrees in D.C. Hillary Howard.
I'm Sean Anderson. Our top local story this hour. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan is urging calm as we wait for more data on the new COVID variant, which has now been confirmed in one patient in California. Hogan says there are some things you can do right now to protect yourself.
If Omicron does come to Maryland, we will find it and track it down.
To do that, the governor wants more people to get tested. So
the Maryland Department of Health and the Maryland Department of Transportation we'll immediately make rapid tests available at the international terminal at BWI Airport.
Hogan adds,
state health officials are strongly encouraging all eligible Marylanders to get a booster shot as soon as possible.
Maryland has now administered more than 1 million booster shots. Michelle Bash, WTOP News.
Do you need a COVID test? They are definitely easier to get these days, but getting results can still take longer than you'd like. There is work underway to make it happen faster.
Libraries aren't just for books and movies anymore.
We're offering free self-tests for COVID at all of our open branch locations.
Nicholas Brown is a spokesman for the Prince George's County Library System.
These are self-test kits for diagnostic purposes only. They don't provide official results like you might need to come back into the country if you're traveling internationally.
But it offers results in about 15 minutes, and that can provide peace of mind when you need an answer fast. They only ask,
if you are symptomatic for COVID, please send someone in to pick up a kit for you.
The tests come in packs of two and retail for a little over $20. Several libraries in Virginia, as well as those in Anne Arundel County, also provide the free testing kits. John Dome in WTOP News.
A statewide mask mandate is still in place for Maryland schools, but the State Board of Education says at some point it has to end and an off-ramp is needed.
Maryland State School Superintendent Mohammed Chaudhry told the members of the State Board of Education he wants them to keep two things in mind as they consider changes to the current statewide mask mandate.
No single school should have to close down because of COVID.
And he said quarantines should be minimized. After discussion, the state board members called for the state education department to come back with specifics for a future vote. The current mask mandate expires in late February. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
It is 6:05. Reaction to the Supreme Court's highest profile case of the term, abortion rights. Today's argument centered on a Mississippi law that bans nearly all abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. That would undo the decision in Roe v. Wade, which marks viability at about 24 weeks. The court's conservative majority seemed open to Mississippi's arguments, while the liberals steadfastly pressed against them. And opposing viewpoints were also on display today outside the court on Capitol Hill. WTOP's John Aaron was there.
Dueling loudspeakers as well as numerous signs in the air and chants marked the day. Many of those who turned out here on the sidewalk in front of the court and on First Street arrived early. Christy Moore came from Florida.
I just prayed and I knew I had to make a way here and come here to see not only history be made, but just to truly support, my love of God and his babies.
Dr. Julie Rice is an emergency physician from Baltimore.
I'm out here fighting for my patients who I worry are going to have their access to abortion care, which is health care, taken away from them by the Supreme Court today.
Outside the Supreme Court, John Aaron, WTOP News.
After traffic and weather, we'll check in with Politico founding editor John Harris. There could be movement tonight on another contempt of Congress charge in the January 6th investigation. And what about all the sniping on the Hill? All that ahead at 6:07.
You work hard, so you deserve the good things in life, like getting an amazing deal on awesome internet. That's why there's never been a better time to switch to Xfinity. Get the fast and reliable internet you deserve for $29.99 a month for 2 full years with a 1-year contract with free professional installation included. And ask how to score 2 times the speed for the same internet price when you add Xfinity Mobile with unlimited data. Just imagine, faster downloads, more streaming, the possibilities are endless. Oh yeah, and get $200 back when you upgrade to gig speed internet during the Xfinity Black Friday sales event. So what are you waiting for?